The sign of Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. Gemini takes flight as the third sign of the zodiac, sharing the end of the slow-moving month of May with Taurus. This sun sign sets primarily in June. As an air sign, meaning of the mind, Gemini adds intellect and quick-mindedness to the third stage of man's development as we spin the zodiac wheel another 30 degrees. The key phrase associated with this communicator is, I think, for nothing will become more apparent in behavior than when this intelligent person reveals how much he or she cares what others think too. Also known as the astral twin, this binary symbol represents yin and yang, the thinker and feeler aspect of the soul, which is fundamentally separate and at odds with one another within the Gemini consciousness. The mental, yang polarity of the self, the I think, is rather uncomfortable with the yin aspect of the I feel when expressing the emotions and feelings. A Gemini would strictly prefer leading with the mind rather than spend even one moment taking time to sort out the complexity of the internal nature. However, this sun sign does thoughtfully care almost too much how their own feelings are being viewed or received by others. Therefore, he or she will try to avoid expressing their darker self in order to please everyone else if that is the signal that they are getting from the outside world. It is a mutable sign, therefore, the main quality of behavior. Always adjusting to others, especially to avoid a conflict, a Gemini will generally not want to tap into his or her own well of rage, which has been held in denial and hidden by mental control on the soul level. It is very common for this sign, like a chameleon, to take on the manner of whomever is present or in the room at the time. Shape-shifting or mutating to be in alignment with their environment is their talent and frequent behavior pattern because they care, again, what others think as well as what the consensus would want them to be. Gemini's ruling planet is Mercury, also known as Quicksilver in the ancient Roman myth and Hermes in the Greek tradition. The element of silver is associated with quick coolness of the mind. Mercury is the first sphere of consciousness from the sun or source. It is the mental facet passing information from the center of all that is to the rest of the planets in this solar system. This messenger of the gods often is described as a slender, youthful page with wings on his heels, always with thoughts and messages to transport. A Gemini, therefore, will remain youthful in appearance with much vitality throughout life. The ancient symbolic personality of Mercury playfully mirrors a Gemini's nature. Never wanting to sit still long and just be, the Gemini will want to fill the mind with things to read and think about rather than check in with his feminine side. It is a male polarity thinker, even if the sex of a Gemini is female. Characteristically, Mercury was renowned for saying something smart-alecky to the other gods and then quickly flitting away before he could witness the negative reaction that he had caused. A Gemini loves having a quick wit. However, this sign needs to pay more attention to the effect that they may have on others by their sometimes insensitive, wry sense of humor. A mercurial personality is always on the go, so he never has time for feelings, just sharing important thoughts and messages, quickly moving on to the next message to pass or thought to share. After eons of avoiding their feelings, the cool mind of the Gemini soul splits more completely from its awareness of the feeling center, and as a result has become so detached that a twin personality has begun to form with the mental polarity leading the way. The internal feminine and her feelings are left separate, pushed away into the corner, shivering in the cold zone of mental control. It is the mental aspect in fear, judging the somewhat uncomfortable or overwhelming feminine qualities within, including sadness and rage, as disruptive, a waste of time, embarrassing, or even shameful. For a Gemini, this extreme mental judgment against expression of the yin element inevitably separates the self into two parts, which then seldom communicate with each other. This archetype human behavior is symbolically exemplified by two literary characters authored by Robert Louis Stevenson, who penned the very brilliant intellectual presentational self of Dr. Jekyll and the completely hidden, murderous, and horrific man, Mr. Hyde. The symbol of water, metaphysically speaking, always suggest feelings. So symbolically and artfully written, the book describes that by drinking but a few drops of liquid formula, the mental aspect of Dr. Jekyll is stripped away to reveal his enemy within, Mr. Hyde, who cavorts nightly along the dark alleys of London, searching to murder his love, named Lucy, a lady of the Red District. The character of Lucy represents the internal feminine who lives life in a way that society judges as uncontrolled and unacceptably sinful. She is the loose woman who is not afraid to express and revel in the red. Once the potion or feelings of hate and rage wear off, Dr. Jekyll again remains oblivious and unaware of how horrific his inner self has behaved towards the female that he truly loves and desperately wants to be a part of him. The split that is symbolized in this horror story is characteristic of all humans in their mental ego state of control over their inner feminine yin aspect. However, the Gemini simply displays this separation and denial in the most extreme way of all the signs of the zodiac. For with their powerful mind so developed, it is easy for the twin to slip into the gear of mental judgment and control over the feelings that are held internally. In other words, a Gemini is frequently accused of having an angel/devil personality, and one never knows which personality will be present. Mostly the angel, but the inner neglected female is always there lurking. She vents herself often through her sharp tongue and mask of insensitive dark humor. So angry is she for being ignored that she wants to prick others with her pointed sword in order to be noticed, but never to the degree that it would cause a crisis or affect others to get too emotional. If conflict does occur, the wings on the heels of the Gemini start flapping, and away he will go off to avoid himself and anyone else's wrath. The possible vulnerable areas of the body associated with Gemini are the arms, shoulders, lungs, as well as the nervous system. Bronchitis or asthma disorders are common since the lungs represent our taking in and receiving life. The nervous Gemini will be at times unable to breathe in all that life's challenges can offer. On a side note, the cause of asthma, in particular, is the smothering mother figure, who tends to be overly protective of her children, teaching them fear of the future instead of trusting in life's process. Notice the word mother is contained within the word smother, with the enhancement pluralization letter of S added as a prefix to exaggerate the mother's effect. If one takes the time to notice, each time an asthma attack occurs, fear is usually present. Quote, I don't want to take in what life is presenting to me because it seems too overwhelming, unquote, is the fearful mindset which causes this disease. Fear is a constrictive force and causes the bronchial tubes therefore to close up and restrict the breathing. Generally speaking, a Gemini travels only on the mental plane. This superficial approach to life can cause inconsistency in behavior or make decision-making difficult, since it is the feelings that help us choose the best path in life. This is symbolically represented by the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, who cannot make up his mind which path Dorothy should take along the yellow brick road. The color yellow is associated with the solar plexus chakra, the feeling center of the body. The chakra system represents the energy vortexes of the body. Glinda, her soul in pink symbolic form, is encouraging Dorothy to follow her feelings, brick by brick, in order to achieve her goal of finding her proper path in life to the Emerald City, where her heart is located. The green chakra of the body is the heart center. Many who know the sign of Gemini well will quite often intuitively say without judgment, quote, I never met a Gemini who wasn't bisexual to some degree. Unquote. For both sides of the person are wanting a balancing of love, and that desire includes sexual love, the experience of Eros to complete both yin and yang aspects, which are not loving each other within the person. Usually, however, the Gemini personality will keep the bisexual nature to themselves, because again, they are overly concerned about what others think about that non-traditional lifestyle. In today's society, this unconventional sexual preference is still negatively judged rather than commonly accepted. However, in a more enlightened future, bisexuality will be considered one of the less limiting forms of sexual inclinations that make up the full spectrum of sexual choices in the complete human experience of Eros. Having possibly the quickest mind of the zodiac, a Gemini will intrinsically express talents with language, music, and have vocal abilities of all kinds. This heightened mental speed is quite at home with fast activities such as these. But the downside is that once one continually speeds along the mental express highway, it is hard to slow down, stop, or even take an exit ramp off into the real physical world. For in truth, the mental plane is in another dimension without space and time. The brain is simply its transfer point, like a biological computer, bringing information into the physical dimension, which are limited by those restraints. This leaves the Gemini often awake at night, unable to put the mind to sleep, even though the physical body needs its rest. Mercurial energy is nervous energy of the mind and requires a person to take charge of the mental approach through meditational practices and pursuits that require being, sitting, and resting in order to bring the two halves, the masculine and the feminine, together as one. At worst, the Gemini can be so detached from the effect of internal rages that a true split personality is present, often so profound that the person is completely unaware of his or her actions. For instance, O.J. Simpson, though born under the sign of Cancer, falls into the category of a clinically diagnosed split personality. Obviously, not all split personalities are born under the sign of Gemini, but he illustrates this ego split in a very succinct, dramatic way. Simpson truly believes to this day that he was at home the night of June 12, 1994, with the sun in Gemini, putting with golf clubs when his murderous Mr. Hyde self was busy elsewhere creating mayhem, killing his female self. He is not lying to the world about that night, even though the evidence is quite clear. He just simply is not in touch with actions of his other half. It is not an act of lying when one is truly split in consciousness. It is more accurately defined as a psychosis rather than deceit. So if one catches a Gemini in a fib or lie, it could just mean that they are not as aware of the truth of the situation as they should be, despite someone else's version or knowingness of the reality. At best, the Gemini will translate a book perfectly into another language for you, write beautiful lyrics and song, tell a fabulously funny joke, or cleverly solve a very difficult mathematical equation. Versatility is the key word here. The mind is truly quick and brilliant, and the personality often continuously in a state of optimism. The trouble, though, and warning for this silvery-tongued person, lies in their great capacity to avoid or deceive the self by ignoring the internal feminine dialogue. If one uses mind control to judge the feelings instead of bringing them up and out to have a look at them in the light, the hidden female within becomes more and more enraged, feeling left alone and defenseless, not allowed to fully express herself. And ultimately, in time, that denial will lead the internal feminine character of the Lucy in us all, as depicted in Stevenson's tale, to rise up at an inopportune moment and present herself in such a very ugly way that most people would find the manner as dark as Mr. Hyde, who, not wanting to expose that side of himself to society, attempts to strangle and kill Lucy in order to keep her quiet and hidden. The lesson, therefore, is to not let the Mr. Hyde hide, but to express him, exposing the darker self for all to see by bringing his Lucy out into the clarity of broad daylight. And as a result, the Gemini twin will then be completely whole, one again with the universe. End transmission.